The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
In which casinos take bets on esports.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. With news on the esports front, apparently U.S. casinos are turning to video game competitions known as esports to attract younger visitors and turn around years of subdued growth. Let's get right into it. Joining us now on the line is the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
So this probably speaks to the rise of esports in general and how times change, gambling changes, and what better way to attract a younger crowd than esports. What has the growth of esports been like? It seems pretty exponential.
Well, according to Newzoo, which is a research firm that tracks the industry, about 191 million people worldwide are expected to watch an esports contest, either in person or online, at least once a month this year. And that's more than double the number in 2012. And then they project that by 2020, viewership will hit about 286 million people. So it's been growing pretty quickly and is expected to continue down that path.
Mm-hmm. And just for some perspective here, on the flip side, how slow has growth been for casinos as of late? How rough are they getting hit?
Yeah, casinos definitely have been looking to grow revenue because ever since the last economic recession, things haven't really recovered very much. Last year, 34% of casino revenue on the Strip in Las Vegas came from gambling. That's down from 41% in 2007. And they're really just looking for different ways of bringing in people to the casinos, and not just for gambling purposes, but also just to spend money at the hotels, the restaurants, et cetera. So just like when boxing and mixed martial arts came to casinos many, many years ago, the new thing now is for esports competitions to come and hopefully bring in some new patrons.
So you see where the two worlds can meet and work hand in hand, not only because of that, because like you said, casinos have long featured live sports events, even with wagering bets. So it's already going on to a certain extent. Can we actually draw from any recent examples of, let's say, esports contests that draw these big crowds? Any example that proves that this could work, that there's potential here?
Well, there definitely, some of the biggest competitions, when you get down to the finales, these draw tens of thousands of people to live events, and then millions more will tune in online. So, of course, naturally, in the case of casinos, we're more interested in the people who come in to the actual stadiums than tune in over the web. But we're talking tens of thousands of people attending some of these venues. It depends, you know, they vary in size. Certainly, like the MGM Resorts Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, that drew an estimated 12,000 spectators last year for a League of Legends championship series.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman about casinos getting into the esports game. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. Going back to just how things evolve, the millennial demographic in particular is a key one. And I guess if they hook into this core group and get a viable operation going, it's a big win for everyone. How important is that core group?
Right. Casinos definitely see esports as a way to attract young people because younger folks tend to be not into gambling as much as baby boomers. They're not as interested in the existing forms of entertainment that they have. So esports, the average fan is between the age of 21 and 35 years old. And so this is that millennial demographic that a lot of marketers covet. And if, you know, they start getting those folks into the casinos now, it's possible that they'll develop a taste for it and stick with it as they grow up. But right now, they are not a big presence in the casino space. And so this is an experiment that the casinos are trying to see if it'll help bring more of those folks in their doors.
Yeah, they might be onto something. Sarah E. Needleman, thanks as always for the time.
My pleasure.
For more on Sarah E. Needleman's coverage of the gaming industry, you can check out WSJ.com. That will wrap up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.